Let's open the Bible and drink in the words of wisdom today from Proverbs chapter 10. I'll be looking at 10 verses from this chapter in the next 10 minutes, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. The first example is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1, which says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother." A wise son makes his parents glad. A wise son will not worry his parents. A wise son will help his parents and other people. And notice that he says a wise son. He doesn't say a son who is rich and educated and successful and famous in the eyes of the world, but one who is wise in God's sight. But he says that a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Later in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25, the Bible says that a foolish son is grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. In Proverbs 17, verse 21, the Bible also says that the father of a fool has no joy. These are facts of life, and the book of Proverbs is interestingly addressed more to young men, to sons, than it is to their parents. Oftentimes, we blame the parents if the children misbehave, and in many cases we should. But this book places responsibility on the child to act right. The second one is verse 7. Verse 7 says, "The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." The memory of the righteous is blessed. It is praised because people will remember and appreciate a good person long after that one is gone. In Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, the Bible says, "Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." And oftentimes we see that the longer that a person is dead, the more you appreciate his or her good qualities. Too many times we take them for granted while they're alive, and we focus too much on their flaws. But the name of the wicked, he says, will rot. Why? Because who remembers? Who cares? Who misses a person who was selfish and mean? Actually, there's a sigh of relief when some people pass from this life. The third example from this chapter is found in verse 12. "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins." Hatred stirs up strife. It causes quarreling. It causes fighting. One person with hate in his heart can stir up a lot of trouble. That person can divide churches, families, and friends over nothing but spite. A person who hates tries to get everybody else on his side to hate the one that he hates, and they won't rest until they do that. But he says that love covers all sins. How? Well, because love forgives. The Bible says in Luke chapter 17, verse 3, "If your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him." But we could say also that love covers sins by keeping things quiet that don't need to be repeated. Now, this verse does not say that love covers up sins, that it condones sins, that it approves of sin, because love doesn't go along with wrongdoing. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19 says that Jesus himself said these words, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten." But love does cover sin by showing mercy and wisdom. The fourth passage we're going to look at is in verse 13. "Wisdom is found on the lips of him who has understanding, but a rod is for the back of him who is devoid of understanding." A person with understanding speaks wise words. That person just naturally flows with wisdom. The Bible says in Matthew 12, verse 34, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And so the key is that if you get your heart right, then your words will be right. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "As he thinks in his heart, so is he." But the Bible says in this same verse, verse 13, that a foolish person will be punished. In Israel then, and in some countries today, if a person commits certain crimes, he will be punished with a rod of wood. It was used to strike the back of the person. Notice, a rod is for the back of him who is devoid of understanding. Example number 5 is in verse 19. "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." Here is another great verse on the tongue. A good companion verse is Ecclesiastes 5, verse 3, which says that a fool's voice is known by his many words. The more you say, the more likely you'll say something that you shouldn't say. And the less you say, the less you're going to have to regret later. If you restrain your lips, you are wise. So don't think you have to state every opinion that you have. And don't use the excuse, "Well, I just say whatever is on my mind." That's not wise. The Bible says he who restrains his lips is wise. Gem of wisdom number 6 is found in verse 23. To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. Sin is like a game. It's like an amusement to a fool. This word sport comes from a Hebrew word that means laughter in many other verses. So the idea is that a fool doesn't take sin seriously. He's not afraid of the dangers of it. It's like a joke to him. He does it for fun. A fool, for instance, makes a game out of lying. He tries to see how many people he can fool, and then he laughs at them for believing it. And if he gets caught, well, it's just part of the game. You win some and you lose some. But he won't change. Or think about a person who plays games with the police. Getting high and selling drugs and trying not to get caught, it's like a game. It's like hunting or fishing. So the lesson is, don't play around with sin. That's a fool's game. Use your head and save yourself a lot of trouble. Gem of wisdom number 7 is in verse 24. The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted. Now notice, first of all, that wicked people are afraid. They're often much more afraid than you realize and much more fearful than they will ever admit. They're afraid of getting caught. They're afraid of being exposed. They're even afraid of their own conscience. And verse 24 says, the thing that a wicked man fears will happen to him, the very thing that he is afraid will happen, does happen. Now remember that this is a proverb. It is a general statement. This is what generally occurs. For example, a man who is greedy and loves money is afraid that he will lose his money. And that is the very thing that oftentimes happens. On the other hand, Solomon says that what a righteous man desires will be given to him. For example, he may want and need a home for his family. He may want to have land to have a farm. He may need enough money to start his own business. And oftentimes it happens. Or it may be something non-monetary. It may be something involving peace of mind, better relationships, a bigger and better family, and it is given to him. And so the irony is that what a wicked man doesn't want is what he gets, and what a righteous man wants is what he does get. Gem number 8 is in verse 26. Here the Bible says, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy man to those who send him. Sometimes the Proverbs use these simple, powerful illustrations from everyday life. The first one is having vinegar on your teeth, which makes them feel awful. And the second one is having smoke in your eyes, which burns and makes them water and keeps you from seeing clearly. Now, this is what it's like to a person who sends a lazy man to do a job. It doesn't get done. And you have to get on to him. You have to hear his excuses. And if you fire him, you may have to do some of his job yourself until you hire somebody else. So a lazy man causes all kinds of aggravation and wasted time and wasted effort. Gem number 9 is in verse 27, which says, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Now this shows again the nature of a proverb. It is a general statement of truth. It is not a universal promise of what will happen without exception in every situation or every case. The fear of the Lord prolongs days. It causes you to live longer. And this promise is found throughout the Bible. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40, Moses said, you shall therefore keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time. But he says, the years of the wicked will be shortened. Why? Well, because their health is going to suffer from wild living, or they may die early because they live a dangerous life. And gem number 10 is in verse 29, the way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. The way of the Lord is strength. It gives strength for the upright. Do you need strength? Then look to God and be ready to wait for it, because the Bible says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 14. We're talking about strength in your soul. You may not feel strong in your body or in your emotions or in your brain and your memory, but you can be strong in spirit in spite of these weaknesses. Proverbs 10 is full of many other gems of wisdom, but here are 10 to bless your day.